Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchulia and today is the 28th of July and here are some top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to see a positive opening for the GIFT Nifty with a gain of 50 points at 19,809. On July 27, the BSE Sensex dropped 440 points to 66,267 while the Nifty 50 slipped 118 points to close at 19,660 despite uptrend in the global peers. The pivot point calculator suggests that the Nifty may get support at 19,610 followed by 19,547 and 19,466 and in case of an upside, 19,811 can be key resistance area followed by 19,874 and 19,974. Moving on to international markets, US markets, stocks futures were near flat on Thursday night as Wall Street awaited new inflation data due Friday morning. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average were little unchanged and S&P 500 futures ticked higher by 0.03% while Nasdaq 100 futures advanced 0.07%. A mixed batch of earnings reports sent stocks in diverging directions after hours. Intel jumped more than 7% as investors applauded a return to profitability, while Roku jumped 8% after beating Wall Street expectations on both top and bottom lines. Investors will watch for the June data for personal consumption expenditure price index, a gauge of inflation that's closely followed by the Federal Reserve. Wall Street is coming off a losing session. The Dow nearly tumbled 0.7%, marking the end of 13-day win streak, a length not seen since 1987. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite each finished 0.6% lower. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets largely fell ahead of Bank of Japan's rate decision on Friday. Japan's central bank is expected to keep its benchmark policy rate unchanged at minus 0.1%, but investors will be keenly watching for any signs of a shift in stance towards yield curve control policy. The Nikkei 225 tumbled 1.35% in early trade, while the Topix saw a smaller loss of 1%. South Korea's markets were more mixed, with Kospi down 0.25% and Kosdaq up 0.51%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also point to a lower open for the index, standing at 19,347 compared to HSI's last close at 19,639. Oil prices. Oil prices climbed on Thursday with Brent crude topping $84 a barrel for the first time since April. This was supported by supply tightness following OPEC's production cuts and renewed bullishness on the outlook for Chinese demand and global growth. Crude has posted four consecutive weekly gains on expected tightening of supply because of output cuts by OPEC and its allies. Dollar index. Dollar index traded 0.17% higher in futures at 101.71, whereas the value of $1 hovered near rupees 82.22. Gold. Gold prices slipped more than 1% to a two-week low on Thursday, weighed down by a stronger dollar and an uptick in bond yields after better-than-expected U.S. economic data. Spot gold dropped 1.2% to $1,948 per ounce, its lowest since July 12th, and U.S. gold futures settled 1.2% lower to $1,945. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth rupees 3,979 crore, whereas domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth rupees 2,528 crore on July 27th. Stocks in focus. Indian Oil Corporation, Bank of India, M&N Financial Services, Marico, Chalet Hotels, DCB Bank, Equitas Small Finance Bank, Exide Industries, Fino Payments Bank, Nazara Technologies, Piramal Enterprises, SBI Cards and Payment Services and United Breweries, amongst others, will be in focus ahead of quarterly earnings on July 20th. Let's now talk about some of the earnings results of stocks that came out in the post-market hours yesterday. Indus Towers quarter one profit surged 182% year-on-year to rupees 1,348 crore on healthy operating performance. Revenue from operations for the quarter grew by 3% to rupees 7,076 crore compared to year-ago period. On the operating front, EBITDA jumped 51% on-year to rupees 3,514 crore during the quarter, with the highest quarterly tower additions in the company's history. Bharat Electronics. Bharat Electronics quarter one profit jumped 23% year-on-year to Rs. 531 crore on strong top-line operating performance. Revenue from operations grew by 12.8% to ₹3,510 crore compared to the same period last year. GK Lakshmi Cement. GK Lakshmi Cement's quarter one profit tanks 31% year-on-year to ₹79.8 crore on sharp fall in operating numbers. Revenue increases by 4.6% to ₹1,730 crore compared to year-ago period, with sales volume increasing 5.7% on year to ₹32.05 lakh tons. Ajanta Pharma. The specialty pharmaceutical formulation company has registered a 19% on-year growth in profit at ₹208 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2023, driven by healthy operating performance. Revenue from the operations for the quarter increased by 7% on-year to ₹1,021 crore, with US sales increasing by 19%, India sales growing by 14%, and Asia reporting 6% sales growth. In other news, Bharat Forge subsidiary JS Autocars Foundry India is proposing to acquire 26% equity shares of Ratnakar Energy for the purchase of solar power under group captive scheme. The acquisition cost is estimated at ₹1.3 crore. Now in our last segment, the Voice of the Day segment, we have Shyam Chandak of Elios Financial Services, who has the contrarian view on Tata Motors, while the rest of the street is bullish. Listen in to find out more.
So I have a really contrarian view on Tata Motors. Firstly, great results, beat on all counts, including volumes as well as margins. The market at this point is probably factoring in that the current growth rate, volume growth, is sustainable, and they would probably continue to have a lower manufacturing cost, as well as JLR continuing to have an increased free cash flow, which will probably drive deleveraging. But one has to look at the numbers in a more granular way. Jaguar and Land Rover saw 30% year-on-year jump in terms of volume globally. Now, what has driven this growth is primarily two markets. One, the Middle East, which is a very hyper-competitive market for luxury cars. So it's really difficult to bet whether the current growth trend will continue the next quarter as well. Coming to China, now in China they've seen a 40% year-on-year growth, but that was on the back of steep discounts. For example, Jaguar was being sold at 33% discount, Land Rover at 22% discount. Again, Jaguar and Land Rover's valuations at this point are almost at par with Mercedes and BMWs of the world. So I don't see JLR having much upside in terms of valuation. Coming to the domestic business, Tata Motor domestic business is being valued at a 50% valuation premium to M&M's domestic business in terms of 1 year forward EV to EBITDA. So at this point, I believe all positives are in the price, and stock prices are the most vulnerable when they are priced to perfection. So I don't see any further positive triggers for the stock. At the same time, there are chances of disappointment in the coming quarters, either in terms of volumes or in terms of margins. They cannot, continue to maintain both. So I think the stock is near to topping out for the near term and probably will go through a phase of time correction or valuation correction.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll see you same time next week.